It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Ann Strainchamps. Today, inside Cuba.
Today, the United States of America is changing its relationship with the people of Cuba. In the most significant changes in our policy in more than 50 years, we will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead, we will begin to normalize relations between our two countries.
When President Obama made that announcement in December, it was huge news. And in political circles, it raised all kinds of questions. What about the embassies? Are we going to lift the trade embargo? But what a lot of people really wanted to know is, when can I go to Cuba? Well, today you can. With some restrictions, book a room on Airbnb and hop a flight to Havana, where you can wander the Prado on a Saturday afternoon, admire the old colonial buildings and the retro cars. A few weeks ago, Steve Paulson was one of those tourists. Before he left, he sat on the patio of the historic Hotel Nacional with his Cuban guide, Rosa Ricardo.
Now, my sense is that working in the tourism industry, especially working as a tour guide, is a very good job in Cuba. Is that right?
It's a very good job, actually. Mostly because it's one of the ways to get extra money.
Is that mainly through the tips?
Yes, yes. I mean, everybody knows that. It's not a secret or anything like that. The thing is that this extra money you make will be not only for myself, you know, we share. That's the way we do here.
So tell me how that works. And I know that you have a very young child at home, right?
Oh, yes. 16 months baby boy.
And so who's looking after your boy when you're off for a week at a time leading groups?
My mother does. She's with the baby all the time.
So when you say that your job supports extended family, I mean, not just your immediate family, how many family members do you figure that that your salary supports?
Well, basically my parents, my siblings, my nieces, my husband, and he's a tour guide as well. Both of us, we help our families. And it's not because we are heroes or the best human beings in the world. It's just because that's the way we are. I mean, that's the way everybody that work at the tourism sector do.
So how would you say the pay of someone in your profession being a tour guide would compare to other professions in Cuba, let's say a teacher or a doctor?
Well, unfortunately, the salaries are still not enough.
So you make more money than a doctor would here, than even a surgeon?
Yes, yes.
A lot more or a little more?
Well, it depends on who you're working with. Everybody knows that you guys, people from the United States, are the best tippers in the world.
So we're the best tippers?
Oh, yes, you are, definitely. And that's not a secret at all. Yeah, that's basically the difference, the tips. There are a lot of things in Cuba that are not... It's not about money. So these doctors or surgeons or nurses or teachers, they work hard. And if you ask them, as I have a lot of doctors in my family as well, that's what they would tell you. They will be like, I have to. I have to do it. If I don't do it, who will do it? And they feel happy for that.
So how important is tourism to the Cuban economy?
It's very, very important, actually. It's one of the most important source of incomes for our economy since the 90s, when the huge crisis started.
This was the crisis when the Soviet
yes,
Union collapsed. Suddenly, almost overnight, withdrew all support for Cuba.
Exactly, exactly. We used to import 90% of everything we imported from the Soviet Union, and suddenly all that support disappeared. So Cuba had to open to the international tourism, so it's really, really important.
Of course, there's been a huge amount of speculation about what might happen regarding U.S.-Cuban relations, especially since Obama's recent announcement. How do you feel about that? I mean, suppose that restrictions on U.S. travelers are lifted to Cuba. What would that mean?
That would mean a huge change, and we are really excited about that.
Do you worry about that as well?
A little bit. Of course, we need a lot of those changes, and mostly if the embargo is finally lifted. That's what we need. It will be a huge difference. I only hope those changes will come slowly.
What do you worry about if they happen too fast?
There are things that we need to keep. Things like free healthcare and free education. Things that make Cubans proud of what we have been able to achieve. We are a very educated people. And that's because it doesn't matter what your salary is, where you work, who you are. You have the same opportunity to get to the universities, to the libraries, to good theaters.
So it sounds like you're saying what you would worry about is if Cuba suddenly became a capitalist country and played by the rules of, let's say, the United States.
Exactly. There are things from the capitalism that we're not very interested in having here.
Like what?
I cannot imagine having huge malls and McDonald's in the middle of the historical center of Old Havana. I think that will make me feel sad. Yes. But I think we can learn from you. As a Cuban, I could only say that we really need the embargo to be lifted. That would be a huge step. And we only need United States to understand and people to understand that that is important for us. So let's see what happens after that. I think that's the most important step ahead we're waiting for and we need right now.
Rosa Maria Ricardo is a tour guide with the San Cristobal Travel Agency in Cuba. She and Steve had that conversation on the patio at the Hotel Nacional in Havana.